Mariana by Susanna Kearsley, read by Carolyn Bonnyman. All day within the dreamy house, the doors upon their hinges creaked. The blue fly sung in the pane. The mouse behind the mouldering wainscot shrieked, or from the crevice peered about. Old faces glimmered through the doors. Old footsteps trod the upper floors. Old voices called her from without. Alfred Lord Tennyson, Mariana. Chapter 1. I first saw the house in the summer of my 5th birthday. It was all the fault of a poet, and the fact that our weekend visit with a favourite elderly aunt in Exeter had put my father in a vaguely poetic mood. Faced with an unexpected fork in the road on our drive home to Oxford, he deliberately chose the left turning instead of the right. The road less travelled by, he told us, in a benign and dreamy voice. And, as the poet had promised, it did indeed make all the difference. To begin with, we became lost. So hopelessly lost, in fact, that my mother had to put away the map. The clouds that rolled in to cover the sun seemed only an extension of my father's darkening mood, all poetry forgotten as he hunched grimly over the steering wheel. By lunchtime, it was raining, quite heavily, and my mother had given sweets to my brother Tommy and me in a vain attempt to keep us from further irritating Daddy, whose notable temper was nearing breaking point. The sweets were peppermint, striped pink and white like large marbles, and so effective at hindering speech that we had to take them out of our mouths altogether in order to talk to each other. By the time